From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. For our series, Beginnings, we've been talking mostly about how life begins, but today we look down the road to the challenges of childcare.
In a moment, we'll have a conversation with a group of parents here in the U.S. about finding help to look after your children. But first, we go to Sweden. On a recent visit to Stockholm, NPR's Philip Reeves discovered parental leave policies so generous, many American parents would be green with envy.
Sweden is basking in the summer sun. Gustav Uppmark is sitting outside a cafe in a quiet wooded suburb of Stockholm near the Baltic Sea. His daughter, Elisabeth, is at his side. He's 35. She is one.
She's a really happy little child. Yes, exactly. And she's curious about life, and I'm trying to show her the way things go. Now she's throwing everything on the everywhere.
It's a weekday. Most of the city's at work, including Uppmark's wife. He's doing the parenting alone today, as he has been for 2 months now.
She just gained 3 teeth last week, so it was just seeing the just how she evolves is just great.
Uppmark is a sales engineer. He's been able to spend so much time with Elisabeth because of Sweden's unusual parental leave laws. He says these have really helped them bond.
I think you gain a lot of trust and confidence from your child when you get this opportunity. A lot of trust in there. I mean, she trusts me with anything.
Gender equality is so much more advanced in Sweden.
James Savage is managing editor of The Local, an English language news outlet based in Stockholm.
The proportion of women going out to work in Sweden is higher than in most other countries. The wage differentials are smaller in Sweden than in many other countries.
Sweden's parental leave laws are especially progressive. Here's the deal. Working parents are entitled to 480 days leave per child. These days can be taken any time before the child turns 8. Parents can share these days as they like, though 2 months are allocated to fathers. These are 2 months dads must use or lose. A parent's entitled to 80% of his or her salary, with a cap of $143 a day, though some employers top this up. Savage says most Swedes are happy with these arrangements.
Small business leaders would say, yes, it is tough, but there's nobody serious who's making steps to change it. It's an incredibly popular system.
The policy is an attempt to level the playing field. Here, as almost everywhere else, employers were reluctant to hire women for fear they'd become mothers and need a lot of time off. Now, in theory, it's no different for fathers. In practice, though, Swedish mums still use far more of the parental leave allocation than dads. Swedish government statistics show that last year, women used 3/4 of the entitlement. James Savage again.
The take-up is so low because Swedish men are still higher earners than Swedish women, on average, which means that the family takes a bigger financial whack. Also, there is plenty of evidence that women want to take more of the leave. It's often women saying, I want to be at home with my children.
Feminist author and journalist Maria Sveland has a slightly different explanation.
Actually, I think basically why men doesn't stay at home with their kids is because they lose money. Staying at home with a small child is really, really hard work.
Sveland wants the system changed to pressure parents into sharing leave more evenly. She'd like to raise the amount of leave allocated specifically to fathers from 2 months to 6.
And if you as a man don't use your 6 months, then it will just vanish.
Sveland was one of the few mothers in Sweden who divided parental leave equally with her husband when their first child was born. It was tough, she says. Her husband got some important work out of town, so she wound up doing the first 7 months alone. He took the next 7, and the tables were turned.
He would say in the morning, when do you get home tonight? And I would say, well, I think I will be home at 6. And then maybe I came 6:15. And then I had him on the phone saying, where are you? You were supposed to be here at 6.
You get to understand what the ladies have been putting up with for eons. Taking care of kids, multitasking, fixing the home, cleaning the home, doing the laundry.
Ian Bald was born of an American father and a Swedish mother. He works in Stockholm in media and PR. His wife's a child psychologist. Sweden's parental leave was a big factor in deciding where to raise their two kids.
I do hold the passport, and I'm very proud to hold a U.S. passport, but when it comes to this, when it comes to this kind of lifestyle, no, I wouldn't have had it in the States, and that was a big consideration for me.
Bald has no regrets about choosing Sweden.
I mean, I was able to see my daughter's first steps. I was the one who caught her at home, and there's no way to equal that.
Philip Reeves, NPR News.